Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
More coffee, dear?
No, thanks. Boys got off school all right?
Yes. We had a little fuss. Beaver wanted money for lunch, and I only had a dollar bill, and I didn't want to give him that. So he said, all right, I'll just starve.
Well, what did you do?
Gave him the dollar bill.
Well, just don't forget to ask for the change this evening. Say, dear, have you seen my fountain pen anywhere?
It was up on the dresser.
No, I looked all over the dresser.
Well, all right, dear. I'll go look for it.
Good morning, Ward.
Well, hi, Fred. I was just coming by to pick you up.
Oh, I know it's your day to drive to the office, but it was so beautiful I decided to take a little constitutional and walk over.
Oh, well, fine. I'll be ready in just a minute. June's looking for my fountain pen.
Your turn to do the dishes.
You like some coffee, Fred?
Oh, don't mind if I do. Say, Ward, I hate to mention it, but this neighborhood's getting a little on the rough side.
No?
Yes. Coming down the block just now, a kid yelled, "Hey, skinhead," at me.
Oh, is that so?
I don't like it, Ward. Don't like it at all. In my day, it was ma'am and mister.
Well, I guess kids are just a little more imaginative today, Fred.
Yes.
Sugar?
Oh, no. No thanks. Say, Ward, Gwen and I have been meaning to get together with you folks. How would a picnic this weekend up at Friends Lake strike you and the little bride?
Oh, sounds great.
We asked the Andersons, he's president of the trust company, but they had some people come in from out of town unexpectedly. So we thought you could fill in and the weekend wouldn't be a total loss.
Thanks a lot, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
June?
Here's your pen, dear.
Where'd you find it?
On the dresser, just where I told you it was.
Just like a couple of little boys, eh, Ward? Just like a couple of little boys.
Yes. Well, Fred, I guess we better be going, huh?
Right you are. No sense in us chiefs being late and setting a bad example for the Indians. Bye-bye, June.
Bye-bye, Fred. Ward? He didn't kiss me goodbye.
In front of Fred? Be all over the office in an hour, dear.
Well, now, what did he mean by that? Fred. No, Ward isn't home. Oh, well, all right, Fred, wait a minute. He just drove in. If you can hang on for a minute, I'll go out in the garage and get him, and then you can tell him yourself. All right. Ward? Rutherford's waiting for you on the phone.
No, he's not. I hung up.
Without talking to him?
Yeah, I thought one of the boys had left the receiver off the hook. What did Fred want?
Well, he wanted to remind you to tell the boy something about a picnic.
Oh, sure. Fred wants us to go up to Friends Lake with him tomorrow. Gwendolyn's fixing a picnic lunch, and they wanted Wally and Beaver to go too.
Oh, well, you better tell the boys before they make other plans.
Yeah, okay.
I'll phone Gwendolyn, see if she wants me to bring anything.
Yeah, well, dear, tell Fred, will you please, that I didn't mean to hang up on him. I'd hate to have him sitting by the phone feeling rejected.
Fred Rutherford feel rejected?
Sure. The other day down at the office, someone accidentally took his parking space. Fred's feelings were so hurt, he went out and had coffee all by himself.
Hey, Wally, Dad's home from the office.
Yeah, I heard him drive in.
You know, it must be be neat for Dad to go to the office every day and do nothing.
Well, heck, Beaver. Dad just doesn't do nothing at the office.
Well, then how come when Mom says, what'd you do at the office today? He always says nothing.
Well, he just says that so he won't get in the whole big thing. You know, like when they ask you what happened in school.
Yeah, I guess you don't want trouble even when you get big.
Hi, fellas.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Well, what are you guys up to?
Well, gee, Dad, we're not up to anything. We're just sitting here.
Oh. Yeah, how would you fellas like to drive up to Friends Lake tomorrow? Have a nice picnic lunch, play some baseball, go swimming, do a little hiking?
Gee, Dad, do we have to go?
Of course you don't have to go, Beaver, but the Rutherfords have invited us, and I'm sure we'll all have a lot of fun.
Well, it's okay with me, Dad. Hey, Dad, do you think Mr. Rutherford will wear those shorts and that baseball cap to play softball in?
I really don't know, Wally.
Boy, I sure hope not. People are liable to think he's our father.
I was going to play with Whitey Whitney tomorrow, but I guess it'll be okay.
Well, I'm sure we'll all have a good time, Beaver. And you should have fun. Violet's going.
Violet?
Sure. She's a friend of yours, isn't she? She's in your class.
She's in my class, but she's not a friend of mine. She's a girl.
Well, I'm sure you can put up with her for one day. Now, look, guys, Mr. Rutherford's going to be by for us in the morning at 8 o'clock, so you be ready.
Oh, sure, Dad.
Yes, sir. Boy, Violet.
Oh, heck, Beav. Might not be so bad. If she hangs around too much, you can throw bugs on her or something.
Yeah. And if I found a dead fish, I could chase her with it.
Sure. You see, Beav, this picnic isn't going to be so bad.
I like to stow things away all ship-shaped and Bristol fashion.
Just like a boat, eh, Fred?
Of course, Ward, that's the expression. Bristol is a seafaring port in England.
Oh, really?
Oh, what a beautiful day for a picnic, Gwen.
Fred arranged it that way.
Oh, I'd better let me stow that, June. Don't want things tipping over in the high seas. Oh, did you pay your respects to the Cleavers, Violet?
Yes, Daddy. You made me do that when we got here.
Wally! Beaver!
Well, Fred, shall we heave anchor and get this windjammer on the road?
Windjammer on the road. You're my kind of people, Ward. Well, let's set sail. Junie, I'll take care of the seating.
Oh, Fred worked it all out last night. It took him an hour and a half.
June, you're in the corner.
All right.
Ward, you're in the middle there.
Very good, sir.
Gwen, you're next. Comfy, girls?
Yes, we're comfy.
Let the skipper get at the wheel. Wally, you're next. Beaver, you're next.
Where do I sit, Daddy?
Well, Vi, just get in here and sit on your little schoolmate's lap.
Yeah.
Never mind, Beaver.
Well, here we go. Wally, it's too bad we didn't bring along another little girl to sit on your lap.
Yes, sir.
How come you're playing with me today, Whitey?
Because Larry's sick and Beaver had to go someplace.
Well, wouldn't you play with me if Beaver was around?
Heck no.
Oh, well, it sure is neat of you to play with me, Whitey.
That's okay. Just don't go give me any trouble, that's all.
Richard, did you see that?
That looked like Beaver.
Where?
In that car, with a girl sitting on his lap.
You're a goofy, Whitey.
Beaver wouldn't be caught dead with a girl sitting on his lap.
Yeah, I guess so. But it sure looked like Beaver, all right.
Well, it's sure nice being with you, Whitey.
Shut up, will you?
Hey, Beaver. Got any more of those worms?
Yeah, Wally, right here.
Hey, what do you keep them in there for?
Well, if I kept them in my back pocket, if I sat on them, I'd squish them.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
We're fishing. What do you think?
What are you fishing for?
We're fishing for fish. That's what we're fishing for.
That's what I thought. They want you.
Who wants us?
My mommy and daddy and your mommy and daddy.
Hey, look, don't be so cute, huh, Violet?
I can't help it. That's what I call them.
Tell them we'll be there.
Hey, Beef, you think they really want us?
Nah, they probably just thought we were having so much fun that they decided to send you down here to spoil it.
Ward, put your arm around June. Now, look pleasant, folks. Try to forget your old married people. Now, here we go.
Hold it.
Fine.
They'll be right here, Daddy.
Oh, are the boys having a good time?
I don't know, Mommy. I can't tell with boys.
Ward, how about you taking a picture of Mrs. R and me?
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, shouldn't he use a filter, dear? You know how your head always shines in the lens.
Great sense of humor Gwen has. That's what Vassar did for her.
Daddy's being funny. Isn't he, Mrs. Cleaver?
Oh, of course he is, Violet.
Oh, I didn't know.
Now hold it. Oh, fellas, where are all the fish?
Guess they're still in the lake, Dad.
Hey, Dad, Beaver's still got some more worms in his pocket if you want to go fishing later.
Thanks, Wally.
Well, let's get a picture of the younger generation. How about starting out with you and Violet, Beaver?
Do I have to, Mom?
Beaver, don't make a fuss.
Gee, Mom.
Please.
Well, now, you'll have to get closer together. I can't see in the finder. Beaver, look as though you're enjoying it. Violet, put your arm around him. Right, now hold it. Violet, give him a great big kiss. That was great. Well, Ward, what's the matter with the little fella?
I really don't know, Fred.
Maybe it was something he ate, Fred.
Well, what's the matter with her?
Maybe it was something she ate, too, Fred.
Oh.
June! June!
What is it, dear?
Come here a minute. I want to show you something. Where are the boys?
Upstairs. What's all the mystery about?
Our office magazine. It came out today.
Oh, Ward, isn't that sweet?
Well, it may be sweet to you and the people down at the office, but I don't think it's going to be sweet to Beaver if he sees it.
No, I guess not.
Now, why in the world would Fred do a thing like that?
Ward, you didn't get mad at Fred for putting it in, did you?
It's impossible to get mad at Fred. No matter what you call him, he thinks you're kidding him.
Oh, hey, I think the best thing is just not let Beaver see it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hi, Dad. What are you hiding from the Beaver?
Nothing.
It's just something we don't want Beaver to see.
What don't you want me to see?
It's nothing that should concern you, son. What do we have for supper tonight, dear?
Leg of lamb.
Well, how nice! Leg of lamb. Come on, I'll give you a hand with it. I was just saying on my way home. Hi, wouldn't it be nice if we had leg of lamb?
Hey, Wally, what do you think they're hiding from me?
Gee, I don't know, Beav. It must be something pretty good, because they wouldn't even show it to me.
Maybe Dad found $1 million in gold, and he's hiding it because he doesn't want to give it to us till we're 21.
Beaver, can't you think of something better than that?
What could be better than $1 million in gold?
How come you brought me home to your house today, Beaver?
Look, Woody, Larry's sick. Well, if I show you something, will you promise never not to tell anybody what it is as long as you live?
Gee, I don't know. Let me see it first.
First, you got to take an oath.
Well, I guess that's better than not seeing it. Okay, I just made an oath.
Remember, Woody, you took an oath.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was going to be this good.
You promised.
Okay, I'm no Indian promiser.
How did it happen, Beaver?
Well, Mr. Rutherford had a camera, and then Violet kissed me, and he took it when I wasn't looking.
Then my mom and dad tried to hide it from me, but I found it in the trash can when I was looking for good stuff.
Wow. You know what this means, Beaver? It means that Violet Rutherford's in love with you.
Cut it out, Woody. She is not.
Sure she is. All the people in movies who kiss each other in love.
But they get paid to do that.
Yeah, but sometimes they even get married and kiss each other in movie magazines.
Gee, I never had a girl in love with me before. What should I do?
Gee, I don't know. I never had a girl in love with me either.
Maybe we should ask some grown-up.
Nah, that'd just get us in trouble. But you know something? Getting your picture on here and everything, you're kind of famous.
Yeah. But I don't like being famous for kissing.
Open up in there.
That's Wallach.
Hey, Beaver, you got a phone call.
Who is it, Wally?
It's that Violet Rutherford. She wants to speak to you.
Tell her I'm not home, Wally. Tell her I'm not going to be home for the rest of my life.
Did you tell Beaver Violet's on the phone?
Yeah, I told him. He said to tell her he wouldn't be home for the rest of his life.
Now, why would he say something like that? I'm going to go up there and make him talk to her.
Okay, Mom, but he's got that door locked, and there's sure going to be a lot of yelling and screaming.
Well, all right, but what am I going to tell Violet?
Why don't you say he's not home?
Well, Wally, that wouldn't be honest.
Well, okay, then just say he doesn't want to talk to you because he thinks you're creepy.
I'll handle it myself. Violet, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but Beaver's not available right now. May I take a message? All right, thank you. Bye.
Boy, Mom, I sure wish I could do that.
Do what?
Well, give somebody the brush off and make it sound like you're doing them a favor.
Wally. Dear, did you notice the Beaver before he left this morning? I think something was bothering him.
Well, it's a school day, and he had to get up this morning. Sometimes that's enough to bother any kid.
No, I think it was more than that, dear. He just sat there staring into his egg.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, along about this time of year, I used to get spring fever.
Oh, honey, no one gets that anymore. It's too old-fashioned.
Now, just a minute. If it was good enough for me, it's good enough for my son.
Hey, Dad, can I go to Hawaii this summer?
Yeah.
Wally, why would you ask a question like that?
Well, because I'm entering this contest, and the first prize is a trip to Hawaii. There's no use sending in the entry blank if you won't let me go.
Well, I think we can discuss that, Wally, if and when you win.
Gee, Dad, Eddie Haskell's father gave him permission. He said he could go anywhere in the whole world, as long as he got out of his hair.
Well, you should be glad your father doesn't take that attitude.
Sure, Mom.
Wally, have you any idea what's bothering your brother?
Well, search me. I'm not speaking to him.
Well, why aren't you speaking to Beaver?
On account of he threw his dirty socks on my clean shirts.
There's no reason to stop speaking to him.
Well, heck, Dad, would you want your shirt smelling like dirty feet?
Wally, will you run along to school, please?
Well, sure, Dad. That's where I was going until you started asking me all those questions.
You don't suppose Beaver saw that magazine?
Oh, of course not. I threw it out yesterday.
I still think there's something bothering him.
Hi, Beaver.
Oh, hi, Richard. What's the matter, Beave?
Oh, nothing. I thought you were a girl.
Oh, cut it out, will ya? I got a haircut yesterday.
Well, I thought you were Violet Rutherford.
What would you be as scared of her for?
For nothing.
Hey, here she comes. Well, do me a favor, Richard. Tell her you haven't seen me in a long time.
Richard, have you seen Beaver Cleaver?
No. Beaver told me to tell you I haven't seen him for a long time.
Thank you.
Beaver. Hello, Violet. I've been looking for you all day.
I gotta go home and help my mother.
I saw a picture on the magazine.
What about him?
Well, I want to tell you something.
Better not. I might punch you.
I'll tell you anyway. I only kissed you because my father told me to. I don't like you at all.
No fooling?
Of course I'm not fooling. You're like all boys. You're dirty and you're messy and you do mean things.
Gee, I was hoping you didn't like me, but I was afraid to ask you.
No, I really don't like you. I'd rather kiss a dead lizard than kiss you again.
That's neat, because you make me feel creepy, too.
Don't you dare go showing that picture to anybody.
Oh, don't worry. I already burned it up and spit on the ashes.
I'm glad you feel that way, because if you didn't, I was going to ask my father to change schools.
You know something, Violet?
What?
You're not so bad for a girl.
You're not so bad for a boy either.
Well, did you notice how happy the beaver was at supper tonight?
Yes, quite a difference from this morning.
Yeah, it's great the way kids can forget their troubles. I guess you have to wait until you're an intelligent adult before you can learn to get upset over nothing.
Aren't you the kitchen philosopher?
Yeah, Wally. She came right out and said I was messy and dirty and she didn't like me.
Finally came right out and said all that, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty neat when you think a girl that likes you turns out to hate you.
Yeah, I guess at your age, that's a real kick.
You know what, Wally?
What?
Well, I'm going to stay messy and dirty for the rest of my life. And that way, girls will never like me.
You just say that now, Beef. But you'll never stick with it. By the time you get to be 14 or 15, you'll find yourself washing and taking baths and everything.
Was that why you got mad at me when I threw my dirty socks in your clean shirts?
Yeah, that's the way it happens to a guy.
Spot Removers is the first Leave It to Beaver episode filmed with Richard Correll. Richard, who plays Beaver's best friend Richard, is the son of Charles Correll, who played Amos on the radio series Amos and Andy. Episode 111 is next.